Good evening to the Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band and your conductor, Mr. Conway. This is Tim Smith, and I'm always looking forward to hearing the ensemble. And two of these pieces I know extremely well, and the William Himes I also know a little bit as well. Okay, anyway, I'm just listening to the young lady attempting to get through Boyson Jr. and Feldstein. Anyway, as always, I am hopeful that your comments, or my comments, will be helpful to you, and that I'll make comments not just in relation to these three pieces of music, although I know you're going to be playing from a little more yet, but I'll try and also extract those things and give you some information about playing your instruments better and playing as an ensemble better and all that stuff. Here we go on Tricycle. Yeah, so it would be true to say that the second measure was better than the first measure, and the third measure was better than the second measure, which was better than the first measure. So you want to take a breath and play like you've been playing that all along. It's just like breathing between two measures, right? Get that going. Good. You want to make sure that you're feeling not that you're not hurried. You got to get across the bar. When you have the short beat at the end of a asymmetrical meter, in other words, it's five beats, right? It's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Then the two beat value at the end of that bar needs to move forward more energetically. Good. So we need to be careful a little bit about the balance and the saxophone sound in that mixture there. 27, 28, it's just a little bit too heavy. We need to make sure that we're hearing that sound inside of the low brass sound a little bit more. Yeah, I think I'd like to hear a little bit more ya da do di da, ya da do di di do da da. Just a little more stress on the first and third quarter notes there to reference the way that the beats have been divided a little bit more. Good, it's good balance on all the parts. I can hear all the triadic units, and it's great. A little bit more lower octave on the flute would be great, right? There's three octaves there, the oboe low flute octave, the middle flute octave, and the piccolo octave. Be great to hear the lowest octave more. Yeah, horns, make sure that as you're articulating, we can hear it. Don't play so legato that we don't hear the quarter notes and then the half notes. Yeah, the ahs need to be stronger. Open your mouth, drop your jaw, and say ah, like yawn. Right? Let's make sure we're hearing. Don't separate quite so much. Dee da 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 da. Play much more, kind of almost like you're slurring. And you have to be careful that upper D, the written D, concert C on trumpet is a flat note. So unless you energize that forward, it'll be flat. Right? Yeah, just in general, you have to be careful that the pulse is happening in the 4-4 context. That's going on, and it's pretty consistent. And then we have these long values of notes, whole notes, and whole notes tied to half notes, and half notes. And they need to make sure you move them forward along with the background. It's just a little bit behind almost all the time. On the other hand, we don't want to push forward, right? Be a little more relaxed about where that end of the beat is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait for that note. Ba, 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 ba. Wait for the middle note in the first half of the measure. Yeah, when finally all three spokes of the tricycle get together and we hear all the melodies at 118, just need a little bit more of the trumpet melody, I think. Yeah, make sure you're taking a breath that's big enough so you don't have to breathe in the middle of that note, especially if you're a piccolo player, right? Take a good big breath anywhere you need to before that, but you got to make sure you sustain all of that. Just pace your air, pace your air. That's nice, that's nice. It's good tuba sound. Yeah, so if you start to lose your tone, you know, if you're holding on to that concert C and you're starting to lose it, just let it go. Don't try and hang on and then let it collapse, or you get a lot of air inside of your sound. Right, so make sure that you're letting that note move forward in such a way that it's, you know, not going to collapse or deflate as it gets softer. It's one of my favorite little pieces. It's a lot to that piece. It's a lot to teach with that piece. It's a lot to listen for when you play that piece. And even though the notes themselves are maybe inside of the safety zone of young musicians, it's how the notes are presented, how the rhythms are presented, that makes the piece so complex. There's really never a time in that piece where you can stop thinking. Yeah, take a bigger breath, take a bigger breath. Yeah, so trombones, still kind of got that stuffy sound in that register, right? Sounds too tight. You've got to open up and slow down your air and put more space between your teeth and drop your jaw and put your tongue at the bottom of your mouth and open up more. It's just too much kind of stuffy sound. And just a little bit above the sound of the clarinets, we want to blend that together just a little bit better. The euphonium and the tuba and the lowest woodwinds need to maybe play just a little bit stronger so that we feel more of those chords underneath the trombone clarinet sound. Good. The other thing we have to work on is making sure that we're legato tonguing so that... on the trombone, so that we're not sliding between the notes, right? You got to move your slide quickly in legato tongue. Good, it's pretty good control, especially the flutes, as you're floating into that upper octave. You've heard me say that many times in clinics with you, and I think you're doing a great job with that. Yeah, so... we need to, the band this big, you can stagger your breathing, right? Don't everybody take a breath before beat 3 of measure 20. We can just connect over more. Yeah, hold on everybody, 1 before 30. Don't stop your note until you get to the downbeat of 30. Same there, that whole note in measure 31 has got to connect to measure 32. Yeah, take a breath in rhythm trumpets so you can play and saxophones and flutes. And a 1/4 and a 1, right? Take a breath so that you can play that in time. You can hear more of the lower trumpet part there before 32 bars, so that as the high, the first trumpet part goes up high, you can hear a little bit more sound underneath that. It's pretty good, oboes. If you can hold that longer, the 2/4 bar note goes way longer than you held it this time, right? Hold it all the way till you hear the flutes go dee da da. Right, gotta hold it on longer. Stay on that first 16th note longer. Ya da 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 da, in the horns and the altos. Ya da 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 da. Just let it last longer. Yeah, I like to make that crescendo on the percussion and diminuendo when we get to 50. It's a correlative space to before, to where the brass choir played at 26. And this time it's just a woodwind choir with a few low brass. So I like to put a diminuendo on the percussion instead of a crescendo there. I would have have maybe half or maybe more than half of my flutes playing A flat underneath that E flat, so that we don't have so much fifth on the top of that chord. And we reinforce the oboe, which is the only person with a root to that chord in that octave. So I just score some flutes on an A flat there. I also have that another thing that I do with the flutes before 59. Anyway, when I come to work with your band, I can tweak some of that for you. To make sure that we're watching to release the chord together. Yeah, that's a harder piece than it looks, and it's a longer piece than it looks. It takes some endurance to play it, and you're doing a nice job. There's just obviously a lot of kind of refinement things that we can do to continue to make it better and better. And hopefully I've given you some ideas about that, and then I'll be able to give you some more when I come to work with you in a couple weeks. One of the things that I'll bring a handout with me. I have a handout, or maybe I'll email it to Mr. Conway. It has a list of 5 rules on it about how to approach this piece, and it also has the form of the piece on it, so you can get a sense of how it's connected and how it's put together and how that informs your playing. But one of the main ideas that I think you can add to this piece is to create a more seamless sound, so that nobody breathes in the same spot, so that the sound of the ensemble's continuous. All right. It's a nice opening. Just a little bit more of the lower trumpet sound. Second and third trumpets can be bigger, I think. Good. Try and fade the note away a little bit more. So all the people that play 2 before 12, when you hear that woodwind arrival point, 1 before 12, if you can play soft into that moment, that would be great. Good, and make sure you get your third valve kicker out there on the second trumpet part, on your D, right? Yeah, horns, that's kind of low, and you tend to play it as sharp. Right, get yourself down into that range of the horn more so that it's not above the pitch. Yeah, you notice that there's a breath mark in measure 22. There's not a breath mark in 20. There's not a breath mark in 21 for the upper woodwinds. There's a breath mark in 22. So, try and stagger your breathing again so you can play this long line. Da, 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 not yet, da, 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 right? Let the tambourine be the person that rides that. Triangle can be a little bit louder. And then the saxophone should sustain. Dee, 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 dee. More connected then. Nice job into 36. Yeah, the problem is you're putting a big break between almost all the measures. You've got 36 goes da, dee, 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 da, 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 dee, da. Da, da, da. So you're isolating these rhythmic units by measure. So you could do a better job of flowing forward with the music more there. Yeah, it could, maybe the people who are playing the bass line could play slightly stronger at the beginning of 46 and then get softer, and the people with the double whole note of 46 could get softer sooner, so we wouldn't have to try so hard to hear that rhythmic pulse. Good. It's a nice start. Nice start. You guys are playing pretty well together as a section. That's really nice. Just a little bit more of the pulse that are playing. 1, 2, 4. 1, 2, 4. A little more pulse on beat 2. Yeah, you kind of think of this in two beats to a bar, so it flows and floats a little more. Yeah, that's another example right there. Dee da da, da da. Right, it's just this big break right before the last note of the phrase. Really, you gotta work that out a little bit better. Hold your notes to their full value. All the way to 1, flutes and clarinets and oboes, all the way to beat 1. Good, that's nice energy, really good spirit. Not overplaying forte, it's real nice. La da ta ta ya da ta ta ya. Hold that first note a little longer. Don't go ta da ta ta ta. Don't accent with your tongue. Accent with the length of an a 1 and a 2, right? A little more second clarinet on that little duet there. You're kind of in that throat register. The clarinet is tough to project your sound compared to the first clarinet range. Yeah, just a little more bass drum and people playing bomb, bomb, bomb. Just a little bit more of those people would be okay there, I think, at 21. Just to keep that sense of there's a march underneath this beautiful song-like passage. Yeah, so all of a sudden, if you have somebody who's making a clean tape of this, you'll hear this. All of a sudden at 136, it was way louder, right? The crescendo before 136 didn't really prepare the dynamic at 136. So you got to match those up a little bit better. Yeah, because you're not playing flat trumpets when you play soft. All of a sudden at 144, you kind of collapse and everything goes below the pitch. Good, first clarinet, that's kind of tough up there in that upper range. Make sure you're not squeezing down on those high C's so they don't kind of squeeze up or squeak. Yeah, that's a really big set of music for a second band at a junior high school. It's pretty significant stuff, and I think you're handling it pretty well, and you're well on your way. There's some really nice sounds being made, and, you know, like I said with the other pieces, there's certainly some room for... growing and improving, but for the most part, you've really got a really great start on the music. It's always nice to hear the fine ensembles from Hopkins Middle School. Congratulations.